Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Meseches Yoma has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Robert Goodman, Le'ilo Nishmas, Chaim Menachem Aaron, Ben Yecheskel Nechemya.
We're learning Meseches Yoma, Daf Mem Beis. We're going to start the shiur on Daf Mem Aleph and Mem Beis, the Gemara right after the Mishnah. The Mishnah had said, Kasha Lashin Shel Zahiris Beresh Sira Mishtalech. He tied a shiny red tongue, meaning a shiny red ribbon, in the head of the Seir Mishtalech, the Amidah Keneged Beis Shiluchai. And he stood the Seir Mishtalech that it should be facing where it's going to be sent out. Towards the Shar, Rashi says, where it's going to be taken out. It's facing that way. The Lanishkat and the Seir Anishkat, the Seir Lashem, Keneged Beis Shkitasa. So the Gemara is a Shaila, what does it mean, Keneged Beis Shkitasa? Because we said two things about the Seir Mishtalech. One is that it was tied, the Lashon Shel Zahiris is tied to its head, and the second thing is that it was stood, in other words, it was faced, Keneged Beis Shiluchai. So the question was, when it says L'Nishchat, does it mean the Nishchat was faced, Keneged Beis Shkitasa, meaning it was facing the Azara where it's going to be Shechted, it's facing the place where it's going to be Shechted, or is it Akshirikai, is it going on the tying, that you tie it in the Keneged Beis Shkitasa, meaning in the part of the animal where Shechted the neck, you tie the other half of the Lashon Shel Zahiris on the neck of the Seir Mishtalech. Gemara says, Tashima, the Tanya Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef had a braisa, Kasha Lashon Shel Zahiris Beresh Seir Mishtalech Vamidah Keneged Beis Shiluchai Ulanishle Keneged Beis Shkitasa, which is the same thing that it says in our Mishnah. But the braisa adds, Shleis Arev Zeh B'Zeh, that they should not get confused, they shouldn't get mixed one with the other. And these goats shouldn't get mixed up with other goats. So the Gemara says, if it's going back on the tying, so each one had a ribbon tied on them. The Seir Mishtalech had a ribbon tied on its head. The Seir Lashem had a ribbon tied on its neck. And then you could not mix them up from each other. And also you won't mix them up with other goats because they don't have any ribbons tied on them. But if you're going to say it's going on Amada, say Nechinami, they won't get mixed up together. Because one has a ribbon, the Seir Mishtalech has a ribbon, the Seir Lashem does not. But how does that make it that they shouldn't get mixed up with other goats? So it must be it's going back on Kshira, then it means that you tie the ribbon Keneged Beis Shkitasa, and the Gemara says, Shema Mino, that's the Gemara's Maskana. That's the Gemara's Maskana without any Chaylik. But the problem is, and the Rosh already asked this problem, that he had in the Piyut of Atta Kainanta, which is a Nusach Svarit Piyut of Aveda, that it says that they tied the Lashon Shel Zahiris and the Reish of the Seir Mishtalech, and then it says, and they took the other Seir and they put it Keneged Beis Shkitasai. So they clearly understood that when it said Ulesoi Keneged Beis Shkitasai was going on the Hamada, that the Seir was placed Keneged the Beis Shkitasai. So the Rosh has to caution him that why didn't he say that you tie the ribbon? Where does he get that you put the Seir Keneged the Beis Shkitasai? That's not what you do. The Gemara explains that the Pshat in the Mishnah is that you tie the ribbon on the neck of the Seir Keneged Beis Shkitasai. We pass in a Sakshirikai, not an Amadakai. And he forget it. The Piyut says, Dafka Amada, that you maimed the Seir Keneged Beis Shkitasai. It doesn't mention anything about tying the ribbon. So the Rosh asks his Kasha, and Navud Ram also mentions the Rosh and asks his Kasha. The Beis Yosef also in Siman Tav Reishchaf Aleph, he says a lot of different hagoyis on the period of Atta Kananta. And he says about this, he says, that twice. He says it's a mistake that he says that the Seir Hashem was Maimed Keneged Beis Shkitasai. He says, Nimshach Lepayet, because he saw the Mishnah and he thought the Mishnah meant Kipshuta and he didn't remember what was written on the Mishnah on the Gemara. That's what the Beis Yosef says. The Paitan was quoting from the Mishnah without remembering what the Gemara himself said about the Mishnah. And the Siach Yitzchak brings even more from the Sefer Avodas Yisrael, which is a pirush in the Paitim, which brings from the Maram Nigrin, that he says that Dubakan To Harbe Mi Bali Akrevis. Many of the Bali Akrevis made a mistake that they understood the Mishnah that they were maimed the Sor Keneged Makam Ashkita, and they didn't mention the Kshiras Lashon Shel Zahiris. And he says the Reb Yitzchak Ben Geya said it, and the Chacham Reb Yitzchak Alevi said it, and he said it's a mistake because they didn't look at the Gemara. They just wrote the Piyut, they'll be the Mishnah without looking at the Gemara. So the Siach Yitzchak says, it's a Pella. We're talking about the Paitanim, they were Rishonim Gaine Olam. How is it Shaykh to say they didn't see the Gemara, which is Mamish, on that Mishnah itself? It's a Pella to learn that way. He doesn't mention the Beis Yosef also says that. The Rosh asked it for a kasha. The Ram asked it for a kasha. Kasha meg mefregen. But even the Beis Yosef, he says that it's a tois, and it's based on the fact that they read the Mishnah and they didn't realize what was written on the Gemara. How could you say it about the Paitanim, which were mamish gaine, gaine rishainim, that they wrote the Pait based on the Mishnah and didn't know what it says on the Gemara, which is on that Mishnah? It's a pella to say that. So the Siach Yitzchak matters a chavisel, and he says that the pshat's like this. The Gemara right afterwards brings from Reb Yitzchak and Reb Yechanan that say, Shemati, that there were two Lashaynes, Shemati, there were three Lashaynes. One of them was the seer of the Mishtaleach, and the other one was the Paraduma, and then there was a third one from the Mitzayra. So the Rishaynim asked, why didn't Reb Yitzchak and Reb Yechanan, why didn't they mention the seer that was put on the Lashem? Why did they only say this, the Lashain that was put on the seer Mishtalech? Why didn't they mention the Lashain that was put on the seer Lashem? So the Rishaynim say that the Lashain that was put on the seer Lashem, that's Pasha that didn't need a shear. The whole discussion there was, does it need a shear? And what exactly the shear was? But the Lashain that was put on the seer Lashem, that clearly does not need a shear. That was just Mamish Leheker Ba'alma. It was mamish just so that it shouldn't get mixed up. Of course, it doesn't need any din shear. Anything you put on it that you'll be able to see it and it won't get mixed up is good enough. But the lashon that was put on the seer, hamishtaleach, that wasn't just for a hecker. That was in order that it should turn white, that that should be a simon, that when the red lashon turns white, they should be able to see that that there are various from mechuber. So there, it's possible it needs a shear. That's the worst discussion if it needs a shear. That's what it says in Taisvis and in the Taisishanim and the Ritva. And that's what the Rishayim here say. But the Siach Yitzchak said that the Rishayim, the Paitanim, that learned the Mishnah Kipshutai, that there was no seer that was on the Rish, that was on the neck of the seer Lashem, they held that Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yitzchak that said there were two Lashaynis, three Lashaynis, and they didn't mention the seer Lashem, they held there was no such thing. There was no Lashin on the seer Lashem. And they understood the Mishnah Kipshutai, that the amida keneged beis shilucha ulunishka keneged beis shkitasei means that the nishka namadakai, the nishka was placed keneged beis shkitasei. And he says either the pshat is they learned that the tanya of Yosef they held was a mishabeshta, they didn't hold like that brisa, or the pshat is that they understood that not just you faced the goat keneged beis shkitasei, but you moved it in a way that it was all the way over where you shechted it, and that way there were no other goats around over there. And that way it won't get mixed up with any other goats. So kum dais, that napshat chas v'shalom, they forgot the Gemara, but they didn't pass like the Gemara. Then he discusses the Rambam. The Rambam, neither in Pirish Mishnais or in Yad, says anything about the Mishnah. In Yad L'mashli just quotes the Mishnah, Mamishkit Kilashainai, that they put the Lashon Shel Zaharis Bereishir Mishtaleach, and Midah Kenege Beis Shiluchai, V'lanishka Kenege Beis Shkitasei. He Mamish doesn't comment on it. It's interesting. The Gemara has a shaila of what it means, and the Rambam just brings the Mishnah down straight and doesn't comment. He leaves it as ambiguous as the Mishnah. So the shaila is what he meant. He has to study them. If the pshat is that the Rambam taka meant, because he held that the pasha pshat in the Mishnah is like the Gemara's maskana, and it's going on the kshira, like the Gemara, or maybe, faket, the Rambam, the Balti didn't explain anything. He taka holds like the Baitanim, that the Maskana Sagamara, Bitzuk and Ebechanan, who didn't say there was a Lashon of the Seal Hashem, he also holds that there was no Lashon by the Seal Hashem, and the Rambam meant it was just, you remind it, Keneged Beis Shkitasei. Now, I have two arrests on this whole discussion. One is that the Beis Yosef says that this Seid of Atikananta, which is the Seid or Aveda that we have in the Nusuk Svarid Machzerim, he says it was written by Yasi ben Yasi Kayen Gadol. Now it's a question exactly who was Yasi ben Yasi Kayen Gadol. In the Nayin Yehuda, the Nayin Yehuda's son, in Agah that he wrote in the Sefer Nayin Yehuda, it's an Erech Chaim Tanyana Simin Kuf Yud Gimel, he assumes that Yasi ben Yasi Kayen Gadol was a Kayen Gadol, Kipshutai. He was in the times of the Tanam, before the Tanam, before the later Tanam. He was actually a Kohen Gadol, and he wrote this piyut. There's a Sefer Itam Labina written by Yaakov Shur that he says, no, that's not what it means. Yesu and Yesi Kohen Gadol doesn't mean he was actually a Kohen Gadol. It means he was a great Kohen. Sometimes we use the title Kohen Gadol when you want to praise someone who happens to be a Kohen, and he's a Adam Gadol. You call him a Kohen Gadol. But it doesn't mean he was a Kohen Gadol. But Al Kopanim, if you hold that he was from the times of the Tanoim, like the son of Nadab Yudah held, so it's Bechal Mat Shver, why his Piyah doesn't stim with the Gemara. This is Tani Rav Yosef, and Echanami, that was Takin Maskan of the Gemara, but doesn't mean that all the Tanoim had to hold that way, and maybe this Yosef and Yosef Kohen Gadol held differently. It wouldn't be Shver at all to have the Paitan argue on the Gemara. And that's what the Nadab Yudah's son is a little bit mashma there, that the reason why there are several things in that Piyah which don't seem to shtim alib de hilchsa, is because it was written by, it wasn't written after the Chesimus of Talmud. It was written by a Kohen Gadol. So, in the end, the end of the discussion, the Gemara, was not necessarily like everything that's in the Piyut, because it wasn't yet nikva the halacha that way. It also would explain why the other Paitanim felt they could be seimich on his Piyut, and they weren't just seimich on the Mishnah without looking at the Gemara. But they were Seimach on his Piyut, even though they understood that maybe the Gemara was not that way. But this Paitan held that way, and this Paitan was as, it doesn't have to be Mamash Lalacha L'maisa, but it's an authoritative Shita. He has a right. This Paitan was Bizman HaTanoim. He could argue on the Gemara. Some wanted to say that maybe with this Paitan was Bizman HaAmiron. Al-Koponim, as long as the Paitan was written, as long as this Piyut was written before the Chesimus HaTalmud, it wouldn't be so shver why the Piyut's not like the Gemara. That's one ara. Second ara is that it's interesting that in the period of Atta Kenanta, which everyone quotes as saying that they did not have didn't say that they were kosher or lashon shel zahiris on the Siril Hashem, it just says fakir, that they made the Siril Hashem keneged beis shkitasai. In our period, in our machzorim in Nusach Sfarad in Atta Kenanta, it actually says that they made the second half of the Lashon Shel Zahiris on the Siril Hashem, mamish like the Gemara's Maskana. It must have been a later Hagah. It could be somebody who saw in the Beis Yosef that it was a mistake, or in the other Svarim, the Avodas Yisrael, that it was a mistake, changed the Nusach of the Piyut from its original Nusach, so it should stim with the Gemara, and that said that the Kshir was actually done on the Rosh of the Siril Hashem. Back upon him, in all the Machzorim that I saw, in the Sfarad Machzorim, in the period of Atta Kenanta, it says that the Lashon was actually put on the Siril Hashem Keneged Beis Shkitasei. But in the period of Ashkenaz, the period of Amitz Koyach, Kabiv Rav Einim, that's in all the Nusach Ashkenaz Machzorim, it doesn't mention that they made the Sor Lashem Keneged Beis Shkitasei, but it also does not mention that there were Kaisher or Lashon on the Sor Lashem. It doesn't mention that at all. It could be, and this is what it sounds like, the Vedas Yisrael's Kasha, why didn't it mention it was put on the Saril Hashem? But the Kasha on the Paitan is no longer a Kasha on the Piyut of Atta Kenanta, which they say in Nusach Svarad, because there it's already changed that there was the Lashem was put on the Saril Hashem. It's actually more of a Kasha on the Piyut of Nusach Ashkenaz, the Piyut of Amitz Koyach, where there it doesn't mention that they made the Lashon Shel Zahiris on the Siril Hashem. But it could be the Ikka Kasha of the Rosh and the Beis Yosef was that if he says that they took the Siril Hashem and put it Keneged Beis Shiluchai and doesn't say that they tied the ribbon on the neck Keneged Beis Shkitasai, and doesn't say they tied the ribbon on the neck Keneged Beis Shkitasai, so Vais Deis, they're learning the Mishnah like the Tzad of the Gemara, that the Gemara was Deicha. But if it doesn't mention anything about the Siril Hashem, it just says that they put the Sar, they just says they put the ribbon on the Rosh of the Seir Mishlech and didn't mention anything about what they did with the Seir Lashem, so then it wouldn't be so shver. It left out this particular part of the Aveda that they put the ribbon on the Seir Lashem because it was only on Tzehekah Shal Yisarev, so it wasn't part of the Ikra Aveda, didn't have to mention it. I'm not sure. It sounds like the Vedas Yisrael was bothered with Baitanim even if they didn't mention anything at all, but maybe that's why no one bothered changing the Piyut of Amitz Koyach, because it didn't say clearly that they took the Siril Hashem and put it Keneged Beis Shkitasei. It didn't say anything about the Siril Hashem, so Mel, it doesn't have to put in that they tied the ribbon on the Rosh of the Siril Hashem. Now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara brings the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Am Rabbi Yitzchak Shtei L'Shein Shemati. I heard halacha about two tongues, meaning two ribbons. Achas Shel Para, one about the Para Aduma, which they used the Shnisei Las to throw into the Sreifas HaPara, into the burning Paraduma, together with the Eitz Erez and the Ezeif. And achas shel siyum ishtaleich. And I heard that one is tzricha shir, achas ein tzricha shir. One of these two, the paraduma or the siyum ishtaleich, needs a shir, and one doesn't. I don't know which one needs a shir, which one doesn't. I'm Rav Yosef Nachzenan. Shel siyum ishtaleich de boi chaluka boi shir. Shel parad loy boi chaluka loy boi shir. Siyum ishtaleich, which has to be split up, so needs a shir. Otherwise, you can't split it up if it's a mashu. But the para, which doesn't have to be split up, vayistayis, it doesn't need a shir. The siyum ishtaleich definitely needs a shir because it has to be split up. So the Rashi says that the siyum ishtaleich has to be split up, like we learned in the Mishnah later, in Daf Samach Vav, that when he brought the siyum ishtaleich to the place where he threw it off, he split the Lashon Sahiris, half of it he tied onto a stone, half of it he tied between the horns of the Seir Mishtalech. So that's what it means, it has to be split up. And that's what also says in the other Rishonim, the Teis Rishonim, the Teis Rosh. The Ritva brings another Pirish. He holds Rashi's Pirish is the more correct Pirish, but the Ritva brings another Pirish. The other Rishonim also discussed that perhaps this is the Pshat. That has to be split up means that you put half of it in the Reish of the Seir Mishtalech, and half of it in the Reish on Keneged Beis Hashchit on the neck of the Seir LaHashem. That's what it means, has to be split up. It means, Metchila, when you first bring the Zahiris, before you put it on the Seir Mishtalech, you split it up to put half on the Seir Mishtalech and half on the Seir LaHashem. That's why it needs a shir. But the Rishayim say it's not what the Gemara means, because the Mishnah later says that they split up the one of the Seir Mishtalech. So it doesn't mean they only split up the original Zahiris to be for the Seir LaHashem and Seir Mishtalech. They actually split up the ones of the Seir Mishtalech. So the Seir Mishtalech itself needs a shir. Not just the original one, which you're going to put on both the Seir LaHashem and Seir Mishtalech needs a shir. So that's what the Rishayim ask, like we mentioned. So why don't we discuss the Seir LaHashem also? And that the Rishayim say, because it's pashat, the Seir LaHashem does not need a shir, it was just for a heker. But the Ritva brings it as a pshat. Vayis, some Rishayim learned that no, it means the original Lashon Sel Zahiris is boy chaluka because you split it up between the Seir LaHashem and the Seir Mishtalech. If you learn that way, then it's bechlal not shver, the kash of the Rishayim that wanted to mention the Lashon of the Seir LaHashem, because it's one Lashon with the Seir Mishtalech. Now, the Gvura Sari is ma'ir that l'chayr there's a stira in the Teis Rishonim, and who would then we find the same stira in the Teis Rosh? Because here he assumes, like Rashi says over here, that the Lashon Shel Zahiris that's mentioned in the Mishnah later that was split and put Bein Karnov of the Seir Mishtalech and the Sela is this same Lashon Shel Zahiris that's put in this Mishnah in the Reish of the Seir Mishtalech. But there, the Teis Rishonim says, was two different Lashonis, and he brings a Raya from the Mishnah in Shkolim. The Mishnah in Shkolim says that the Lashon Shel Zahiris that was in the Reish Seir Mishtalech comes from the Trumas HaLishka. But the Lashon that was Bein Karnov comes from the Shiarei Lishka. Now, as the Lashon Shel Zahiris that was Bereish Seir Mishtalech comes from the regular Trumas HaLishka, like all the Karbanis, but the Lashon Bein Karnov, that means the Lashon that was mentioned in the other Mishnah that was put Bein Karnov when you threw it down, that comes Mishiarei Lishka, not from the regular Trumas Lishka, from what was left over from last year's Lishka. So you see that there was two Lashonis. There was a Lashon that was from the Trumas Lishka, was put Bereish Seir Mishtalech, and that was put right away. And then later, when he was ready to throw it off, he took out another Lashon and put it Bein Karnov of the Seir Mishtalech. So if you're going to say that there were two different Lashonis, so there's absolutely no indication that the Lashon Shel Zahiris in our Mishnah that was put Bereish Seir Mishtalech was ever split up. And Adrabah, then you'd have to learn the pshat that the Ritva brings, that when it says the Lashon of the Seir Mishtalech, it means the original Lashon that you bring and you put half of it in the Seir Mishtalech and the other half on the Seir LaHashem. The thing is, the Gvura Sari says that in our Girsa of the Mishnah in Shkolim, it doesn't say that at all. In our Girsa in the Mishnah in Shkolim, it just says that the Lashon Shel Zahiris came from the Trumas HaLishka, and the Lashon that was Bein Karnov of Seir Mishtalech comes from the Shiarei HaLishka, and the Lashon Shel Zahiris that comes from the Trumas HaLishka, the Mepharshim learn, it means the Lashon of the Afudapara Aduma. That's what it means. It doesn't say that that was put Bereish anything. It just says Lashon Shel Zahiris. And the Mepharshim understand it to mean that the Lashon Shel Zahiris was from the Paraduma, And really, it was exactly the same Lashon that was here, put Bereish Siyo Mishlech, and there put Ben Karnov, and that came from the Sherei Lishka. So in our Girs of the Mishnah, there is no Kasha of the Tezer Shanim later, and you could easily learn, like Rashi learns here, and like the Tezer Shanim, the Tezer Rosh, and the Dvar learn here, that it was all one Lashon Shel Zahiris, and it was first split and put on the Reish to the Siyo Mishlech, and part of it on the Sir Lashem, and then afterwards, when the Sir Mishlech was thrown off, it was split again to put half of it Ben Karnov and half of it on a Sela, like the Mishnah says over there. Gemara goes weiter, the Gemara gets involved in the halachas of the Parah Aduma. Like we mentioned, the Parah Aduma, you have to have a Eitz Erez, a Ezeiv, and a Shnisei Las, a piece of cedar wood, a piece of ezeiv, hyssop, and the shnisei las, the ribbon of telas, of red thread, and have to throw it into the burning parah aduma. So the Gemara discusses if there's any shear that you need for the shnisei las. The Gemara says that it doesn't need chalukah, doesn't have to be split up, and the Gemara discusses, does it need kovet, doesn't have to be heavy, because it has to, it can't be burnt while it's still in the air. It has to go, el teich sreifas parah, has to go into the fire, into the burning para, where therefore would have to be somewhat heavy. The Gemara says, Rava said that that was a machlekes tanon, if it has to be heavy or not. So in this context, the Gemara brought the Maimram of Rav Chanan Amarav, which says that the Eitz Erez in the Shnisei Las shall katos and shall heves k'shera. If let's say the fire caught them and burnt them, so it's kosher. Even though it didn't get down into the burning para, it got burnt in the air, it's still kosher. That's what Rav said. And the Gemara brings a kasha from a brisa, may say, Nishav of Haloshen, if the Loshen of the Shnisei Las got burnt, maybe Loshen Acham Mekadesh, you need to get another Loshen. So you see that it's not good enough, it gets burnt by the fire, has to actually be thrown into the burning parah. So the Gemara has two terutzim. Abaye says, Loi kasha, kam b'kalachas, kam b'nikfefes. Kalachas means when the fire is straight up, and ikfefes means when the fire is bending. So it's a machlekes rishonim what Abaye meant. Rashi says that when the fire is straight up, so then it gets burnt too far away from the sreifas apara. The fire is straight up, so it gets burnt all the way up in the air, up high. That's too far away from the sreifas apara. That doesn't work. Mashegim, when the fire is bending, so then it got burnt very close to the Sreifas Apara, that's good enough. As long as it's low down and close to the Sreifas Apara, that's also called Al-Tech Sreifas Apara. Yerushayim are bothered, you don't have to make a chilik between Kailachas and Ikfefes. You don't have to make a chilik between if the fire is straight up or the fire is bending. Even if the fire is straight up, it depends where it got burnt. If it got burnt on the height of the fire, so then, and it's possible, then it's no good. You have to get another Shnisei Las, and if it got burnt low down, close to the para, then it is good. So the Rishonim, the Tezer Shanim, the Ritva, the Tezer Rosh, they all say Fakert. Fakert from Rashi. By Kelachas, when the fire is going straight up from the para, so the entire fire is called Otech Sreifas Apara. That's called the burning para. As long as the fire is going straight up, it's not bending at all, that's all called the burning para. Mashengim by Nikfefes, if the fire is bending, so the part where it's bending is not called the Sreifas Apara. That's not where it's burning. That's the fire coming out of the para. It's bent over, and therefore you're not Yetz in the case of Nikvefes, the opposite of Rashi. Now Rava says that Kovet Tanoihi. Rava's Mashmi saying another Teretz on the Kasha. Rava had said that if it's burnt, it's okay. And the Braisa said if it's burnt, it's no good. So Rava says Kovet Tanoihi. Because the Braisa says like this, Lama Karchan, why do you tie together the Shnisei Las together with the Ezeiv and the Eitz Erez? Kadei Sheikulam Bagud Achas, simply so they should all be in one bundle, Divrei Rebbe. So even that's also a Machlokes Rishonim, what exactly it means, Kadei Sheikulam Bagud Achas. What does it mean they should all be in one bundle? Rashi says, because they have to be taken Bavas Achas. Because it says, V'lokach Eitz Erez V'Ezeiv V'Shnisei Las. So it has to be taken at one time. Yishayim ask, so why does it have to be tied up? As long as you take the Ezeiv, the Eitz Erez, and the Shnisei Las at one time, and throw it into the para, so that should be good enough. So the Yishayim say, the two other pshatim, the Teis Yishayim brings the Ritva, one pshat is Atzid the Mitzvah, Heshkobugar says, hit the mitzvah. Really doesn't have to be all together. Let's hit the mitzvah. You put it together because they're all small, they'll get lost. That's why you tie them all together. And the Rav says, no, you learn out from a goodness Ezev of Mitzrayim. There it says, Lekachnam a goodness Ezev, which is an Aguda, which is tight. And here it says, Ezev. So you learn out from Mitzrayim that it has to be tied together. That's what Rabbi says. Rabbi Shimon, I make a day shem and kaivev yiblu sak shavis apart. The reason why you tie it together is so it should be heavy. It should be heavy, so it should fall into the shavis apart. So the Chayyar Rav is saying is that Rabbi didn't hold at the time that it has to be heavy. He holds it doesn't have to be fall into the shavis apart. So that's the machlokes. Rav holds like Rabbi that it doesn't have to fall into the shavis apart. Anytime it gets burnt by the fire, it's good enough. And Mela would make no difference, Kalachas and Akvefis. In all cases, getting burnt by the fire would be good enough. And the Braisa that says if it got burnt by the fire, it's no good. The Braisa holds like a Pshim Ben Al-Azir that says you need Kaivid. You need Kaivid because it has to land into the fire. That's a Pshan and Kaivid. And that's also what the Gemara is saying, that you need a Shear because of Kaivid. The Meiri is Mavur that Rava is arguing on Abaye. It doesn't hold of the Chilah between Kalachas and Akvefis altogether. And the Meiri says, so we paskin that both by Kelachas and by Nikfefes, the din is that if it gets burnt without it falling into the para, into the burning para, it's pasul. Because we paskin, you need kaivid. And Mamela, that's how we paskin. And we paskin in all cases, it's no good if it gets burnt before. And that Rav said that if it gets burnt, it's fine. Rav goes like the man, the Omer, that you don't need kaivid, and therefore Rav holds that it's kosher, but we paskin, you need kaivid. That's what's mashmah to me, pshat in the Meiri. In the Rambam, l'charetz fakert, because the Rambam doesn't bring down anything about this thing, that if it gets burnt beforehand, it's pasul. He doesn't bring down anything, it's a little bit shver, he's mashmah the whole thing. Even if he held that it was kosher, l'chayr should bring down the chiddush that it's kosher like Rav. But l'chayr, if he didn't bring down that it's pasul, it's mashman that it's kosher, even if it got burnt before. And that's how the Siach Yitzchak is medayik. And the Siach Yitzchak says, so it must be he held fakert. It must be he held that according to Rava, we paskin that there's no chilah between kalachas and ekfefes, and we paskin in both cases it's kosher. But l'chayr it's shver, because the Rambam is mashma, you need kaivid, because the Rambam says that you need a shear. So if the Rambam holds you need kaivid, l'chayr he should hold in both cases it's pasul. So the Siach Yitzchak has a mahalach that the Rambam held fakert. The Rambam held if you need kaivid, then in both cases it's kosher, and if you don't need kaivid, then it's pasul if it gets burnt before. He says the cheshbon why. I don't want to be ma'irich. And now let's go weiter in the Gemara and daf mem beis min aleph. Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Shtei Shchita Shamati. I heard halachas about two types of shchitas. Achas shel para, v'achas shel paroi. One about the para aduma, the shchita of para aduma, and one about the paroi, meaning the shchita of the par of Yom Kippurim, the par of Aaron HaKohen. Achas ksheir bezar. One is kosher bezar, v'achas psul bezar, and the other one is pasul bezar. V'leyadana ha'iminai. I don't know which one is which. Itmar. So the Gemara says, Itmar, Shchitas para uparoi Rav Shmuel. Chad ama para psula paroi ksheira. Chad ama paroi psula paroi ksheira. Machlek is Rav and Shmuel. One of them says that the para aduma is kosher with the zar, and the par shel Aaron HaKohen is pasul with the zar. And the other one says, Faket, the par of Yom Kippur and of Aaron HaKohen is kosher with the zar, and the para aduma is pasul with the zar. And the Gemara says, the staim the Rav da Omar. Para psula. The Rav says the para is pasul. Dom Rav Zeir, shkitas para bizar psula. Because Rav Zeir said that shkitas para bizar psula. V'amar Rav Allah. And Rav said on that, Elazar v'chuka sheninu ba. That it says Elazar. So Elazar means a kain. And it says chuka, it's ma'akev. So Rav holds that a para aduma has to be a kain. And a zar is pasul for para aduma. So the Gemara explains, what's the chilik between para and parai? Both of them it says a kain. By para it says a lazar, and by para it also says that the kohen gadol v'shachat es par, that the kohen gadol shechs the par, and both of them say chuka to be makiv. So why is it that the par of the kohen gadol it's not makiv and the zar is kosher, and the para aduma it's makiv? So the Gemara says that Chuka doesn't go on Shchita's part because Shchita lav avodhi. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, Oy bezai paraduma, also, why don't we say Shchita lav avodhi? So the Gemara says, because since paras kache bedek habayis, so therefore the halacha of Kayin bechlal doesn't go to atzidin avodah. Because paras kache bedek habayis, not a carbon bechlal. If it's not a carbon bechlal, so the whole din of Kayin is needed to have a maris negom, the Gemara says. Sometimes you need a Kayin, like by looking at negom, you need a Kayin, not mitzad the din of avodah, but stam a din that this maisa, this mitzvah needs a Kayin. So Oy Bezai, you can't be mechalt in shkita and anything else, and it says chuka. So chuka is ma'akev, that you need a kayin. Kayin is likuva in the entire ma'isa part. Ma'ashenkin and avayda she'em b'kipurim, which is dine avayda. And ma'mela, the din kayin by the avayda she'em b'kipurim is midin avayda. And chuka is going on the avayda, you need dafka kayin gadol. Ma'ashenkin, the shkita, shkita lav avaydi. Ma'mela, it's mistabra that we leave out shkita from this din, and we say that Shkita is not Ma'akev, because Shkita lav avodi, Shkita is Ksheri Bazar. That's the Gemara. And what's the Pshat in Shmuel? If Shmuel, even by Paraduma holds, if by Shmuel, even by Parsha Kayin Gadol, I mean, even by Yom Kippurim holds that it is Ma'akev, Sal Karchach, he doesn't hold this Yisayin of Shkita lav avodi. He holds, even though Shkita lav avodi, still if it says Chuka, could be Ma'akev, despite the fact that Shkita lav avodi. So, Oy Bezai, how come my Paraduma it's not Makiv? How come my Paraduma Shmuel holds that it's not Makiv? So the Gemara says, because Shmuel learns up the Psukim by Paraduma that a Bechlal doesn't say a Kayin as a Shech the Paraduma. The Shachar Eisalafanav means that a Zor Shech of a Lazaraya. That anyone could Shech the Paraduma, a Lazar just has to see them Shech. So, Kum Dais, that Shmuel holds that by Paraduma it's Kasher. With Zara to shecht it, that's not because Shkita lav avodhi. Shkita lav avodhi, according to Shmuel, won't make it that it's not likuva. By parai of Yom Kippurim, it is likuva, even though Shkita lav avodhi. The reason is because it is bechlal no din kuna by paraduma. It says v'shachar eisel lefanav. Doesn't say that Allah has to shecht it. V'shachar eisel lefanav that has to be shechted in front of Allah. That's a sugya. Now, a few hours. First of all, the Rishonim point out that when Shmuel said that the par of Yom Kippurim is pasul bazar, he doesn't only mean a zar. Anyone who's not a kayin gadol has a din of a zar. And they bring also the Taizir Shana and the Ritva, the Taizir Rosh, they all point this out. Anyone who's not a kayin gadol has a din of a zar. It's dafka a kayin gadol, because in the pasuk it says a kayin gadol has to do it. In the pasuk it says, "Shachet es about the kain gadol shechset." The shail is if it's likuva. Shmuel that holds likuva, he holds dafka kain gadol k'shech the par. If it's shech the by kain hedyet, it's pasul. And that it says zar, it means anyone who's a zar etzloi. And they bring the Gemara in Yevamis, which is mafurish that way, that the pshat in zar is anyone that's a zar etzloi, even a kain hedyet, if he shechs the par of kain gadol, and Yom Kippurim according to Shmuel it's pasul. By Paraduma, when it says Zar, we have a Shail in the Gemara later. It's actually a Machlaikis in the Mishnah, in Parah, Perigdal, Mishnah Aleph, and the Gemara brings it later, that it says Alazar. It says Alazar, and the Gemara has two Mandi Amrim, is the Pshat, that there it's Alazar, but Lidairis Yitakanita Kayin Gadol. So then it would be the same din. And Rav that would hold that Shkita Bazar is Pasul would mean anyone that's not a Kayin Gadol. Or the Pshat is that there it's by Lazar, the Skan, and Ladair is even by Kayin Hedyet. And that's the psak of the Rambam, that the Maisa Para doesn't have to be done with the Kayin Gadol, it could be done with the Kayin Hedyet. Upon him, this din that you need, either you need a Kayin Gadol or a Kayin Hedyet, that's a Machlaikis Tanam, and that's a din by all the Maisa Para, and all the Maisa Para are Ma'akiv if it's not done, Laman the Yom by Kayin Gadol by Kayin Gadol, Laman the Yom by Kayin Hedyet by Kayin Hedyet. With the exception of Shkita, according to Shmuel, because he holds that the Shkita was never said it was done by the Kayin. There was only a din the Kayin had to watch the Shkita. Allah had to watch the Shkita. So Lideris, Lechayr, the halacha would be that the Kayin Gadol or the Kayin Hedi would just have to watch the Shkita, but Azar would be allowed a Shecht. Now, the Gur Sari points out that there's a chilik between the Psul Zar by Paraduma and the Psul Zar by Parashal Aaron, even though the Gemara puts it together, but there's a chilik. And he brings it from Tosis. Taisus asks a kasha that the Gemara here asks a kasha on Rav. Rav says that Shkita lava vaydihi, and because of that, he says that the din chukah doesn't apply to Shkita by Pari of Yom Kippurim, Shkita lava vaydihi. So what's the pshat by Pari Aduma? It's ma'akev. And on that, the Gemara answers, Pari Aduma is different because it's kachay beta kabayis. The whole din kahuna doesn't come because of an avoida. There anyway is no avoida, it's kachay beta kabayis. The din kahuna comes, mida to have a maris nego. But the Gemara Menachis was discussing about Kmitza, if Kmitza is kasher bizar. The Gemara discusses there, and the Gemara there also says the same yisayid of shkita lavavaydi, and the Gemara there asks the same kasha, so why would it be ma'akev by paraduma? And the Gemara says the same teretz, because paraduma is kasher b'erek habayis, and the Gemara the same kasha of lav kolshkein, and the Gemara the same teretz, meaning to have a maris negot. But for Ek Taisvis, but if you're going to use shkita lavavaydi for any other Gemara, you'll have Shver the man the Omer that says that Shkita is ma'akev by Parishal Aaron. Why do you say Shkita lava vaydihi? Kaya, the fact that Shkita is ma'akev by Parishal Aaron should be a raya that Shkita vaydihi. So in this Gemara, it's not Shver fakert. That's the Rav holds. It's not ma'akev by Parishal Aaron because Shkita lava vaydihi. But according to Shmuel, that it is ma'akev by Parishal Aaron, and it's Mavur and other Sugi Shmuel's also mask him to say Shkita lava vaydihi. So you'll have this question. If it's lava vaydi, why isn't it ma'akev by parashal iron? So Taisus says that the reason why it's ma'akev by parashal iron is not because it's an avoida. It's not because be'etzim you need kain, but it's another din that you need bailim. He says it's similar to smicha. Smicha is not an avoida, but smicha needs bailim. It doesn't need kain. It needs bailim. The bala carbon is the one that has to do the smicha. So too, the Bala Karban has to do the Shkita. And that's what the Torah is being makbid on by Parashal Aaron. The Psul Shkita by Parashal Aaron, according to Man Yom, it's Pasul, is not because Shkita of Parashal Aaron is an Aveda, which needs Kuna Gedayla. That's not the Vart. The Shkita of Parashal Aaron is the same Lava Veda as any other Shkita's Karbanis, which doesn't need Kuna Batsim. But there's another din. That Shkita needs Bailam, the Bailam has to Shechter. Who's the Bala Korban of the Parashal Aaron? The Kayin Gadol. The Kayin Gadol Aaron is the Bailam. And Meli has to Shecht. On that, Shmuel says that the Din Bailam is not only a Din Lechatchila, which everyone holds of, it's also a Din B'dievet, it's Makav, because it says Skulka. So Zagd Gvura Sari, Lefi Zeh, the Din that Kayin Gadol is Makav is Dafka, you need the Kayin Gadol to Shecht. But all other Psule Kahuna, you wouldn't have. Let's say that the Kayin happens not to be wearing the big day kuna, or he doesn't have rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim. Well, these things, that wouldn't passel. Because it's bechlal no din Kayin. There's no din Kayin gadol, there's no din Kayin. It's not an aveda. All you need is the bailam. As long as he shechs, even if you don't have any other dine kuna, you don't have the big day kuna, you don't have rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim ukedayma, that's all wouldn't passel. Shuyayin, these things all wouldn't be a psul. Because again, Shkita lava veda, there's no psulim. And the mela, as long as you have the bailim, it's okay. Now, Shenge by para aduma, according to Rav that holds this pasul that you need kayin, it's mavu, you need all the dine kuna. You need begadim, you need big de kuna, you need rechitzis yadayim v'raglayim, you need all the dine kuna. Because be'etzim it's a din kayin. By Parashal Aaron, it's not a din kayin, it's a din bailim. The bailim happens to be the kayin gadol, but there is no din kayin. So any other dinim you wouldn't need. Masha'en kain, by the para aduma, there is a din you need kayin. It's a machlaikis, could be need kayin gadol, could be kayin henyid is good, but the din is mitzad hilchis kuni, you need kayin. So the other din kuna, the big day kayin, the rechitzis yadayim verglayim, you would have all these dinim, it would also be possible. If you wouldn't have it, now be true by all my support, now be true even by Shkita, according to Rav, that passels by Shkita. That's one R. The second R of the Gvura Sari says, is that if you hold Kshera, by the Parashal Kayin Gadol, Avad L'chatchili, you need Kayin. The Pasuk says you need Kayin. The Mishnah says Kalar, that the Kayin does it. Avad the Mitzvah L'chatchili is the Kayin. It's only Shalom B'dievet. B'dievet, is there a psul zar? But avadi not mekayim the mitzvah shkita without the kain. Everyone holds that way. Masha'en kain by para aduma, According to Shmuel, that you don't need kayin, shteitach, because it doesn't say kayin b'chlal. It says, v'shachar eiz lefanem, shizor shech v'lozeroye. So male, even l'chachila, you wouldn't need kayin. And this halacha that he says, that even l'chachila, you don't need kayin, kama achreinim say it. The Sfas Emes says it, the Lekutei Halachas on the Chavetz Chaim says it, the Aruch HaShulchan Asid says it. Kama v'kama achreinim say that according to Shmuel, that the halacha is that Ashkitas Para Bezaris Ksheira, even l'chachila, it's good enough bizarre, and you don't need a kite. But the Shitas Rambam is a shtickle ton beer. And I have a chiddush l'chor to miyashivit. The Shitas Rambam, how does he paskin, right? We have here Machloikis Rav and Shmuel. According to Rav, Kain is ma'akiv by Paraduma. According to Shmuel, it's not. And the Gemara explains, it's totally how you learn the Meshachar Eis L'fanav. Does it mean that the Kain has to shecht and Lefanov is teaching you that Hesach Hadas passels, or does it mean that the Zohar shechts it? How does the Rambam paskin? So the Ein Mishmanei Mitzvah is Mitzayin on Amrab Zeir Shkidus Para Bezor Psula. He's Mitzayin the Rambam in Para Anduma Perik Dal Alach Yedzayin. And there it says, Kol Maisa Para Mitchila Vatsoif Ein El Biyoim Ubezichre Kahuna. All Maisa Para need Zichre Kahuna. So, L'chaira, the fact that he put it on those words and he stelled to that Rambam, L'chaira is trying to say that the psak of the Rambam is like Rav, that Shchitas Para Bezor Psula, Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav B'Yisurei. A lot of Achrayim say it's a Pella, and L'chaira, he forgot another Rambam, even though the Emishpat Mamish never forgets any Rambam, but vice days, it happens sometimes. Because it's a Rambam, pretty much Shalevim Kaima, it's not a Rambam at Paradum altogether, it's a Rambam Hilchas Psule HaMikdashim, Perek Aleph Halach HaBeis, where he starts off Perek Aleph Halach Aleph, Kol HaPsul Navoidim Mitar and Lishka Kachim Lechatchila, and then he says, V'chein Par Koyin Godol Shia Mikipurim, Af Vishinemun Bay V'shachet Arayin, Im Shach Dezor Ksheira, Af Paradum Shashach Dezor Ksheira, She'ein Loch Shchita Shepsule Bezor. So you see, Mefurish, that the Rambam's psak is that both Parai and Paraduma, they're both kosher. Where's the Rambam coming from? So Bemisin is the Gemara later. The Gemara in Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis, the next plot, he brings down, it says, Tani Tane Kama De Rabbi Yechanan, Kol HaShchitis K'sheiris Bezar, Chutz Mishal Parai. All Shchitis HaKosher Bezar, Chutz Mishal Parai. Omle Rabbi Yechanan Puk Tni Lebra, Loi Matzinu Shchita Bezar Psula. And that's Mamash Shaloshin and Ramash Ein Lach Shchita Shepsula Bazar. So, there's a third Shita. It's not on this Gemara right here. It's two blot later, Rabbi Yechanan Shita, that Ein Lach Shchita Shepsula Bazar, that both Parai and Paraduma are both Kasha Bazar. Because Ein Lach Shchita Shepsula Bazar. So you see, Mefurish, that the Rambam Paskins, not like Rav, not like Shmuel, and he Paskins by Paraduma, that it's Kasha Bazar. But the problem is, the Rambam, not only he doesn't bring this din and hilchas paraduma altogether, but the Rambam says in Nusach, Kol maisei parah mitchila v'atzayif ein ela b'yayim u'bezichre kuna. All the maisei parah from beginning to end is only b'yayim and bezichre kuna. So I saw in the Lekutei Halachas, the Chavetz Chaim shtel zech on it, and he says that kol maisei parah means with the exclusion of shkita. Legabe yayim and include shkita. Legabe zichre kuna, it's exclusion of shkita because the Rambam himself says clearly in Hilchas Psula Mikdashim that Shchita is Ksheir Bazar. So it has to be with the exclusion of Shchita. But L'chair, it's very shver, because the Rambam says, Kol Maisei Parim Tchilasa Vat Seifa. If he wanted to exclude Shchita, what's the pshat? So Bishleim, if the Rambam would hold that the Chatchila you would need Kayin, then I can understand it. Because when he says, Kol Maisei Parim Tchila Vat Seifa Einal B'yayim V'zir Chekuna, he doesn't say it's Likuva. He says, it has to be done, B'yayim V'zir Chekuna. Maybe Legabe the Psul, some of them attackam Akiv V'diavid, and some of them not. And he's Saimich on what he said in Hilchas Psul and Mekdashim, that Shchita by Para is Kasher, because Ein Lach Shchita Shepsul B'zar, that it wouldn't be Makiv V'diavid, and the rest of the Avaydis would be Makiv V'diavid. I can hear such a pshat in the Rambam. Kol Maisei Parah Ein Ela B'yayim U'Bezichre Kuna means L'chatchila. But the Evid he didn't mention. And what is the din? You look in another place, you'll see that the Shkita al-Kapanim is not Magib B'di Evid. The rest is. But if you're going to say that even l'chatchila shchita doesn't have to be zirchei kuna, so how could the Rambam leave it out? The Rambam would be mechuyif to tell you that shchita is an exception for the ma'aseh para. And you can't say with seimech and hilchas psul and mekdashim. In hilchas psul and mekdashim, he only says it's sheir b'di'evid. Adrabba, he puts it together with the para kain gadol, which there he says mefurish avagav shenema by v'shachet aron im shachet zara kasher is chayitz pashet that a para kain gadol chetchila kain gadol aseshecht. And that's what he writes in Avodah Shem Kippurim. It's a mishnah that the kain gadol is the one that shechs it. So avada l'chatchili after shecht. And by Parah Aduma also, in the beginning of Perek Dal, when he describes how the Parah Aduma is done, he says clearly a Kayin shechs it. He passes a Kayin head yet is good enough for Parah Aduma. You don't need a Kayin gadol. But he says clearly a Kayin shechs it. It's mashba klal l'chatchili you need Kayin. But if he passes like Shmuel, how could you say l'chatchili you need Kayin? We said, achreinim say according to Shmuel, even l'chatchili don't need Kayin. The pasuk doesn't say Kayin. The pasuk says v'shachar ayis lefanav that zar shaychev Allah zirayit. So l'chaya, the Rambam seems to me clear that al-kapanim l'chatchila the Rambam paskins that you need dafka Kayin, and b'di'evet he says mefurish nechus sulam mikdashim that b'di'evet shchita b'zar is k'sheira. A bit shrey, because the Achrayim are saying, if the Rambam passes like Shmuel, Shmuel said the Pasuk doesn't mean V'shachar Eis L'Fanav means She'ezar Sheikhev Allah Zeraya. And Nachazach that Shver is, the Aruch HaShulchan HaAsid asks his Kasha, that why did the Rambam leave out the din that you need Allah Zeraya? L'chayah, the Rambam should tell you the din, he never mentions it at all in Ilchus Paraduma, that you need Dafka. A Kayin should see it. And l'chayr, that din should be li'kuva. The din that you need a Kayin to see the Shkita, yena din should be li'kuva, because it says chuka. And the Gemara's kasha was, it says chuka. So memela, it should be ma'akev. Zakti Gemara, chuka is not going on the Shkita. The Shkita is a shachar ayis lefanav. But if a shachar ayis lefanav means, zar shaychev alazirai, that you need a Kayin, by the midbar, you need dafka to scan. Otherwise, a mechalik is tanon. If you need a kayin gadol, you need a kayin hedyet, but you need a kayin, and the Rambam passes a kayin hedyet. But al kopanim, there should be a din riyah of a kayin, and the Rambam never mentions a din riyah of a kayin mechalal. So I think the teretz is like this: avad and avad, the Rambam holds that the pasuk v'shachar ayis lefanav means dafka kayin. The psukim he doesn't learn like Shmuel. The pasuk he learns like Rav, that v'shachar ayis lefanav means a kayin. So why doesn't he passing like Rav that it's possible? The Teretz is like we said, he passes like Rabbi Yochanan. And Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein loch shkita shekseiru bizar, shepsula bizar, he meant like this. He didn't mean to say that the shkita zar is kasha because it doesn't say in the pasuk that the shkita has to be done by a kain, and even lechatchila it's good. That's not what Rabbi Yochanan said. Rabbi Yochanan said, Ein loch shkita shepsula bizar. Which means that since Shchita Lav Avaydi, there cannot be a Psul Zayras by Shchita. So Rabbi Yochanan doesn't hold of this whole shtickle that Shani Parah the Kachi Benekah Bayisi and Bida Dahava Maris Nagoim. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees with Rav on that Nakuda. Rav holds a Chayach for a Shchita to be possible bizarre. Since Parah is Kachi Benekah Bayis, the whole Parah is not a carbon, so a male Shchita could be possible bizarre. Okay, it has to be that there's a din kayim by shkita. Rav learned up the pasuk, there's a din kayim by shkita, and Chuka says it's ma'akev, I shkita lav avoida, that's not a problem by paraduma. Shmuel says it's b'chlal lo din kayim by shkita. Otherwise, of course, it would be ma'akev. Shmuel holds by parav kayim gadol, it's ma'akev. He doesn't hold to this whole concept of shkita lav avoida. But Rabbi Yochanan applies the concept of shkita lav avoida even to paraduma. Rabbi Yochanan says, Ein lach shita shepsula bizar. And that's the Rambam's psak in Hilchas Psula Mikdashim. That the reason why Parav Kayin Gadol and Parav Aduma is Kashi Bidar, she Ein lach shita shepsula bizar. There's no such thing as a shita shepsula bizar. So that would answer both kashas. When the Rambam says in Perek Dalad, Halacha Yidzayin in Hilchas Parav Aduma, that Kol Maisei Parah Ein Ela B'yemu B'zichri Kuna, he means shchita also. Not like the Chavetz Chaim. But he means that l'chatchila you need it b'kayin. And that's what the Rambam says in the beginning of Perek Dal, In the beginning of Perek Gimel, where he describes how the Parah Adumah is done, in the beginning of Perek Gimel, he says, a Kayin Shechs, because that's the din, lechatchil, a Kayin Shechecht. And that's why he leaves out any din that a Kayin should see it. There's no din a Kayin should see it. The din is the Kayin Shechecht. That is the din. A Kayin has to Shecht. That's a din. That's what it means with Shachar Isa. V'Shachar Isa means Elazar Shechs it. And Lefanav just means that there's a Psul of Hesach Hadas. That's how the Rambam Paskins. But why isn't Shechita Ma'akev? That's because Rabbi Yochanan says that it's impossible for a Shechita to need Kayin, period. And that would apply to Parah Adumah also. It's impossible for Shechita to need Kayin. And Mela Shechita Bazar has to be Ksheira B'dievid because Shechita can never be Ma'akev Kayin. Sayin Echinami, Shmuel himself holds a Shechita Bazar as Kasha Lechatchila. But the Rambam doesn't pass like Shmuel. The Rambam passes with Shachar Isa, means the Kayin has to Shecht. He passes that it's good B'diyah, because he passes like a B'yechanan, that even by Parah Adumah, we say the time of Shechita Lavavaydihi, so Mele Chukah doesn't go on Shechita. That's what I think the Pshat in the Rambam is.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.